Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
He's the superintendent at Downers Grove School District number 58. Kevin, thanks for joining us on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Nice to speak with you again.
Did you see the actual video? Do you know what the nature of this threat is or whatever the post was on TikTok?
Yeah, so this one's a little puzzling. We haven't actually seen a direct threat to any of our schools. What we've seen throughout the fall on TikTok is challenge after challenge relating to schools. And so, for example, earlier in the year, we had a challenge where kids were tempting one another to destroy items in a bathroom at school. Then there was another one a little later on where, you know, you were supposed to slap or hit a teacher. And so earlier in the week, we were all made aware of this potential threat where kids were going to target schools and, you know, do a bomb threat or a shooting threat. But there wasn't necessarily a specific threat to any school that we're aware of.
So it was to threaten the school with violence, but not to actually execute violence, correct?
Correct. That's the information that we have. So we haven't had any hard evidence that would say it's this school at this particular time. But as you can imagine, once things start rolling on TikTok, like we saw with the bathroom incident or the hitting of a teacher, it tends to go viral very quickly and then can spin out of control. And when a student makes a threat against the school, the resources that need to be deployed to ensure the safety of our students and staff are pretty significant. And so you can imagine the concern that all of us, the school leaders, had going into this, because you can't differentiate between a real threat or a fake threat until you know, which requires an extensive investigation.
Kevin Russell's the superintendent at Downers Grove School District 58. What's attendance like today then?
You know, that's another challenge for many school districts today, because it's the day before winter break. And so we tend to have lower attendance on this day as families may be heading out of town. We are certainly seeing higher absenteeism than what we would see on a normal school day. Some of that we can chalk up to it's the day before winter break. But some of it is also, we have had families reach out to us and say, you know what, I'm just not comfortable sending my child to school today.
What do you say to those parents?
One of the things that I always share with parents is, you know, first and foremost, I'm a parent myself, and every parent has to make that decision. But we work in conjunction with the Downers Grove Police Department, and we do keep our community informed, and we give them the same information that we have. And what I've been sharing with parents is that we do not have any information in terms of an actionable threat. If we did, we would obviously not open our schools. So we are open, and all 13 of our schools are in session today, and I've been telling parents that the Downers Grove Police Department, like many other municipalities, has stepped up patrols around the school out of an abundance of caution. So I sent my children to school today, and most of our parents have also sent their children to school.
I was unaware of the TikTok challenge to hit or slap a teacher.
Yeah. TikTok has been just such a disturbing trend for us. One of the things that I think all parents need to be aware of TikTok, and we've certainly dealt with this with bullying issues, with other harassment of students online, is that you don't even need a valid email address to create a TikTok account. And what happens is we have student after student making fake accounts, and then there's really no accountability for the things that they can put on there, because it's extremely challenging for the school district or the police to actually figure out who's behind these accounts. The amount of hours and resources that school districts are having to spend trying to track down who's doing these things on TikTok is really, really exhausting. And at the end, we're sometimes not able to tell who it is. And so it's a very disturbing trend. And quite frankly, many of us as school administrators and school boards across the country are really fed up with the lack of accountability from some of these social media giants and just allowing this, you know, kind of unlimited access for our kids. And so many of our kids are younger and just can't handle these types of apps to begin with. And it's troubling.
As if it weren't hard enough to be a school superintendent or a parent of a kid navigating COVID and then all of this garbage, too. Kevin Russell is the superintendent at Downers Grove. The schools are open there. Nice to talk to you, Kevin, as always. You sound great. Thanks for helping us out today.
Have a great day.